see you out of some sickness. Glad that some of were sick and be back at the CLP. Any prayer requests this morning? Here is praying that God would
do good to those who are good, to the upright in heart. So let's treat others as we'd like to be treated with them. Just be merciful and kind and good to everyone that the Lord puts in our way. You can't help the whole world, but you can help those that you see need help right in front of you, right? Those of your brothers and sisters, or just whoever needs help, be like God would be good. And then also verse 5, those who turn aside the crooked ways, if we're crooked in our dealings with other people, people think for a minute we're going this way, but then when they're not watching, we turn and go this way and be tricky. Those who are crooked, the Lord shall lead away with the workers of lawlessness. So if we're crooked, God will also return that on our own heads. Crookedness back to us. And we'll think possibly that, it won't happen to us like we think. So God has a way of returning to us the way we are to others. Okay, do you have an assignment for today? Okay, you can go ahead with that. Tell the people what it's about.
We were supposed to get a verse about generosity, and I got Proverbs 22:8. God blesses a cheerful man and a giver, and he will bring to an end the vanity of his works. King David was generous, and he said to Nicodemus that he could eat fruit at his table for the rest of his life. And he was generous when some of the people stayed and guarded the things and the other people went to war. And he said that it should be even among both of them.
Hey, Sebastian, who was that? He said, who was King David kind to?
I thought about the widow during the famine in Third Kingdoms when she only had just a little bit of flour and oil, and Elijah asked her to give it to him, and she gave it to him, even though it was her last bit.
At the temple, Jesus saw a lady put all her money in an offering in the offering box, and he said that was more than all the other rich people that had put in even more money.
We had to get an example about someone that's generous and a verse about why we should be generous. So I got Job. He was very, very generous. And my verse was, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And that's very true.
I just thought about the rich young ruler, how he was willing to, he was generous to give everything to the Lord, except for one point where it hurt. And that's where true generosity shows, is where you give up even that which hurts.
In Deuteronomy 15:10, you shall surely give him and loan him as much as he needs. and your heart should not be grieved when you give to him. Because for this thing the Lord your God will bless you in all your works and in everything to which you put your hand. For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you to do this word which says, you shall surely open your hands to your brother and open your hands to your brother, to your poor and needy in your land. And then for my example, I thought about Cornelius. He gave many alms.
I thought about how normally we, when we think about generosity, it's about giving money, but it also can be to help. Like I thought about the parable of the Good Samaritan. He helped the man and took him on his animal and took him to the inn, to the hospital, and paid them to keep him there. And he was generous in that way.
I got 1 Timothy 6:18. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. I didn't get an example.
I got the widow at the temple while Jesus was there. She gave all the money she had, and that was more money than all the others who had come. And she was generous in that way. And also, being generous, we should be generous because it is loving and unselfish.
I got 1 Timothy 6:18. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. And I thought about how we need to be generous because Jesus said that the second most important commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. And being generous and giving freely is part of loving your neighbor.
I thought about the widow that went to the temple and gave what little bit of money she had, but she gave it all from her heart, and the rich people were just dropping it in because, you know, they was dropping their 10% in. But true generosity is given from your heart.
I got a verse here in Leviticus 25. Kindness for poor brothers. If your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself with you, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and a sojourner, and he shall live with you. Take no interest from him or a profit, but fear your God that your brother may live beside you. You shall not lend him your money at interest, nor give him your food for a profit. Leviticus 25:35-36.
I had Proverbs 22:8-9. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth all his bread to the poor. I read a story about a man one time that he had to build another room on his house for his mother, but he didn't have no lumber, and the sawmill didn't have it. And one of his friends took down his own garage and gave him all the lumber so he could build him his house for his mother.
I had Matthew 20:13-16, and just the whole chapter, just like where the landowner went out and hired people at different times of the day to work his vineyards and pick all his grapes or whatever he's ever doing. And but he answered and said to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for one denarii? Take what is yours and go. But I wish to give to the last man the same as you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with what is my own? Or is it in your eye envious because I am generous? So let the last shall be first, and the first shall be last." I think we should be generous because everything's God's anyways, and it's I mean, it just, we should be generous with it. It's his, and that's what he gave it for us to do, just help other people out.
When I was thinking this week about being an example of being generous, I just thought of the church here and all the brothers and sisters here that just we work together and help each other and are generous with, and to help anyone that needs help, and just are always try to be to help people. And I just thought the reason we should be generous is, like Randall said, was just to, it's just loving one another, loving everyone, loving your people as yourself, or just treating people how you'd like to be treated.
I got a verse on, whoever is generous to the poor lends the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Proverbs 19:17.
For next week, boys, for the younger boys, could you try to think of someone who tried to live an honest and straight life and was not crooked in their dealings with others? To younger boys. And then the older boys, think of a lesson that you've learned recently that you're very thankful you've learned, something you've learned that is just a real blessing in your life that you can share with us.